听，鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。
There is in every living.
听，爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听，跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You are listening to More to Read.
欢迎您收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。
More to Read，
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily Quote。
Courage is like love. It must have hope for nourishment. Napoleon Bonaparte.
勇气就像爱，需要用希望来滋养。拿破仑·波拿巴。
拿破仑·波拿巴即拿破仑一世，于1769年出生于法国的科西嘉岛，1804年12月2日加冕称帝，把法国共和国变成了帝国，在位期间称法国人的皇帝，也是历史上自查理三世后第二位享有此名号的法国皇帝。拿破仑对内多次镇压起义，对外曾率军击败英、普、奥、俄等国组成的联盟，多次对外扩张，发动侵略战争，成为了意大利国王、莱茵联邦的保护者、瑞士联邦的仲裁者、法兰西帝国殖民领主。他于1814年战败退位，随后被流放至厄尔巴岛。1815年逃回巴黎，建立百日王朝。1815年6月18日，被威灵顿指挥英荷联军在滑铁卢击败。拿破仑逃离战场，后被流放至圣赫勒拿岛，直至1821年去世。1840年灵柩被运回巴黎荣军院。拿破仑主持制定的法国民法典是世界法律史上的一座丰碑，作为当今西方世界两大法系之一的大陆法系，正是由他所开辟出来，因而也被称为民法法系。
Courage is like love. It must have hope for nourishment. Napoleon Bonaparte.
勇气就像爱，需要用希望来滋养。拿破仑·波拿巴。
More to read.
闭上双眼，静静聆听。敞开心扉，慢慢品味。
Poem of the day。
木兰花令，尼古绝绝词。纳兰性德。人生若只如初见，何事秋风悲画扇。等闲变却故人心，却道故人心易变。骊山语罢清宵半，泪雨霖铃终不怨。何如薄幸锦衣郎，比翼连枝当日愿。
A letter to my friend, to the tune of Mu Lan Hua, Na Lan Xing De.If life remained the same as in the days we first met, why should autumn wind make the painted fan grieve and fret? How easy The love of my sweetheart has changed o'er time. But you say that lovers' souls may be lightly fled. Midnight at Li Shan, an eternal love was pledged. The night rain and knells evoked anything but regret. E'en the fickle princelings vowed to be a tree entwined, and, like the birds, to fly wing to wing after death.
听到的这首词作《木兰花令·拟古绝绝词》，出自清代词人纳兰性德，中文版本由南海之声的主持人米亚牛为您朗诵，英文版本由 Mark Griffiths 为您朗读，由秦大川翻译。纳兰性德出生于1655年，1685年去世，叶赫那拉氏，字荣若，满洲正黄旗人。他是大学士明珠的长子，是清朝初年的著名词人。纳兰性德自幼饱读诗书，文武兼修，17岁入国子监，被祭酒徐元文赏识，18岁考中举人，次年成为贡士。康熙15年即1676年考中第二甲第七名，赐进士出身。他于两年中主持编纂了一部儒学汇编《通志堂经解》，深受康熙帝赏识，为其之后的发展奠定基础。康熙24年即1685年暮春，纳兰性德抱病与好友一聚，一醉一咏三叹，而后一病不起，不久便长辞于世，时年不过而立。纳兰性德与陈维松、朱彝尊合称青瓷三大家，纳兰瓷在清代以至整个中国瓷坛上都享有很高的声誉，在中国文学史上也占有光彩夺目的一席。纳兰瓷的题材主要集中在爱情友谊、边塞江南、咏物咏史及杂感等方面，尤以逼真传神的写景著称，风格清丽婉约，格高韵远，独具特色。他被近代学者王国维誉为北宋以来一人而已。纳兰性德著有《通志堂集》《侧帽集》《饮水词》等。我们今天读到的《木兰花令·拟古绝绝词》是纳兰性德的一首佳作。这首词假托一个为情所伤的女子和伤害她的男子坚决分手的情景，借用班婕妤被弃以及唐玄宗与杨贵妃的爱情悲剧的典故，营造了一种幽怨凄楚悲凉的意境，书写了被抛弃的幽怨之情。整首词格调凄婉，语言流畅，富有哲思。
《木兰花令·拟古绝绝词》，纳兰性德。人生若只如初见，何事秋风悲画扇？等闲变却故人心，却道故人心易变。骊山语罢清宵半，泪雨霖铃终不怨。何如薄幸锦衣郎，比翼连枝当日愿。
Letter to my friend, to the tune of Mu Len Hua, Na Lan Xing De. If life remained the same as in the days we first met, why should autumn wind make the painted fan grieve and fret. How easy the love of my sweetheart has changed o'er time. But you say that lovers' souls may be lightly fled. Midnight at Li Shan, an eternal love was pledged. The night rain and knells evoked anything but regret. E'en the fickle princelings vowed to be a tree entwined, and, like the birds, to fly wing to wing after death.
More to read.
文字的世界，用心用心聆听。
Beauty of words.
Letters from a cat.猫咪来信是以猫的视角给外出的小主人写的信，信中记述了小主人离家期间小猫的经历，故事妙趣横生，活泼可爱，其中许多从猫的视角出发的观点显得非常的幽默。这部作品的作者海伦·亨特·杰克逊是美国的女诗人作家，她始终致力于改善美国印第安原住民的待遇，出版了多部相关作品，并赢得了极大的知名度。其代表作《雷蒙娜》描述了在墨西哥战争后住在南加州的原住民遭受到的不公待遇。此书影响深远，重印300多次，有上百个版本流传。另外，他还著有多部童书作品。好，那么接下来呢，我们就一起来读一下由海伦·亨特·杰克逊所写的《Letters from a Cat》《猫咪来信》当中的节选片段。中文版本由轻松调频的主持人莫涵为您朗读。Letters from a Cat by Helen Hunt Jackson
猫咪来信，海伦·亨特·杰克逊。
My dear Helen, that is what your mother calls you, I know, for I jumped up on writing table just now and looked while she was out of the room, and I am sure I have as much right to call you so as she has. For if you were my own little kitty and looked just like me,I could not love you any more than I do. How many good naps I have had in your lap, and how many nice bits of meat you have saved for me out of your own dinner. Oh, I'll never let a rat or a mouse touch anything of yours so long as I live.
亲爱的海伦，我知道你妈妈在信里这样称呼你，她不在房间，刚才我便跳上书桌看了他给你写的信，我确信我有权利和他一样叫你，因为哪怕你是我亲生的小猫咪，长得和我一模一样，我也不可能比现在更爱你。想想看，有多少次我在你的膝上美美的打盹儿，又有多少香喷喷的肉肉，你从自己的饭菜里省下来给我吃。啊，在我的有生之年，我绝对不会允许那些个大大小小的老鼠碰你的任何东西。
I felt very unhappy after you drove off yesterday, and did not know what to do with myself. I went into the barn and thought I would take a nap on the hay, for I do think going to sleep is one of the very best things for people who are unhappy.But it seemed so lonely without old Charlie stamping in his store that I could not bear it. So I went into the garden and lay down under the damask rose bush and caught flies.
昨天你们驾车离开以后，我的心情很是低落，不知道自己一只猫咪该做些什么。我去了粮仓，想到干草上打个盹儿。我深信人心情不好时睡觉便是最好的解决方式之一，但少了平日里老查理在马厩里跺着蹄子，我反而感觉孤零零的难以忍受。于是我便去了花园，躺在大马士革玫瑰丛下抓苍蝇。
There is a kind of fly around that bush which I like better than any other I ever ate. You ought to see that there is a very great difference between my catching flies and your doing it. I have noticed that you never eat them, and I have wondered that when you were always so kind to me, you could be so cruel as to kill poor flies for nothing. I have often wished that I could speak to you about it. Now that your dear mother has taught me to print, I shall be able to say a great many things to you, which I have often been unhappy about, because I could not make you understand.
玫瑰丛那儿的一种苍蝇是我最爱吃的。你该知道，你抓苍蝇和我大有不同。我注意到你从来不吃它们，这让我很是疑惑。你对我总是很好，但是你对这些可怜的苍蝇却总是那么冷酷，会毫无缘故地打死它们。过去我常常想能跟你说说这事儿，现在好了，你亲爱的妈妈教会了我写字，我可以和你说好多好多事情了。而之前我会因为无法让你理解我而难过。
I am entirely discouraged about learning to speak the English language, and I do not think anybody takes much trouble to learn ours. So we cats are confined entirely to the society of each other, which prevents our knowing so much as we might. And it is very lonely, too, in a place where there are so few cats kept as in Amherst. If it were not for Mrs. Hitchcock's cat and Judge Dinkinson's,I should really forget how to use my tongue.
学英语让我很受挫。我想人类不会费这么大力气来学习猫语。于是猫咪们就完全局限在自己的圈子里。其实猫咪们本来可以知道很多。除此之外，在艾姆赫斯特也没有几只猫。这让我觉得非常孤单。要不是希区柯克太太还有狄金森法官养了猫，我大概已经完全忘记怎么说猫语了。
When you are at home, I do not mind it. For although I cannot talk to you, I understand every word that you say to me, and we have such a good place together with the red ball. That is put away now in the bottom drawer of the little workstand in the sitting room. When your mother put it in,She turned round to me and said, Poor pussy, no more good place for you till Helen comes home. And I thought I should certainly cry. But I think it is very foolish to cry over what cannot be helped. So I pretended to have got something into my left eye and rubbed it with my paw.
你在家时还好，用不用猫语都无关紧要。虽然我不能跟你说话，但你说的我全懂。我们一起玩红球也很开心。不过现在那只球已经被收了起来，就放在起居室缝纫桌最下面的抽屉里。你妈妈把球放进去时，转身对我说，可怜的猫咪啊，海伦回来之前没什么游戏好玩了。当时我觉得我应该大哭一场，但转念一想，哭也解决不了问题，只会看起来很傻。于是我便假装有东西迷了眼，用爪子揉着眼睛。
It is very seldom that I cry over anything, unless it is spilled milk. I must confess, I have often cried when that has happened, and it always is happening to cat's milk. They put it into old broken things that tip over at the least knock.And then they set them just where they are sure to be most in the way. Many's the time Josiah has knocked over that blue saucer of mine in the shed. And when you have thought that I had had a nice breakfast of milk, I had nothing in the world but flies, which are not good for much more than just a little sort of relish. I am so glad of a chance to tell you about this, because I know when you come home, you will get a better dish for me.
我极少因为什么哭泣，除了为打翻的牛奶。我必须要承认，牛奶洒出去时，我常常哭，因为猫咪的牛奶经常会洒出来。它们把牛奶倒进又旧又破的碗碟里，那些碗碟一碰就翻， 他们还总是把那些破碗碟放在碍事儿的地方。但很多时候，乔赛亚会在猫舍里打翻我的蓝色托盘，你还以为我早餐是美美的喝了牛奶，其实除了苍蝇，我什么都没有吃到。而那些苍蝇充其量也只能算是佐料而已。真开心，我有机会跟你说说这些。我知道你回来后肯定会给我一个好点的碟子。
I hope you found the horse chestnuts which I put in the bottom of the carriage for you. I could not think of anything else to put in, which would remind you of me. But I am afraid you will never think that it was I who put them there. And it will be too bad if you don't, for I had a dreadful time climbing up over the dasher with them, and both my jaws are quite lame from stretching them so, to carry the biggest ones I could find.
希望你能发现我在马车底部给你放了马力果，我想不出别的能让你想起我的东西了。但是我还是担心你不会想到那是我放的，那就太糟了。因为我费了好大的力气才带着那些马力果爬过了挡泥板，我衔着自己能找到的最大的马力果，使劲张着嘴，到最后下巴都快掉了。
There are three beautiful dandelions out on the terrace, but I don't suppose they will keep till you come home. A man has been doing something to your garden, but though I watched him very closely all the time, I could not make out what he was about. I am afraid it is something you will not like, but if I find out more about it, I will tell you in my next letter. Goodbye. Your affectionate pussy.
露台上有三朵美丽的蒲公英开花了，但我觉得他们可能等不到你回来。一个男人在花园里干了点活，我一直都在仔细地观察他，但还是没有弄明白他究竟要干嘛。我担心他在做让你不高兴的事情。一旦知道他在做什么，我会在下一封信告诉你。再见，你亲爱的猫咪。
Letters from a Cat by Helen Hunt Jackson. My dear Helen, that is what your mother calls you, I know, for I jumped up on writing table just now and looked while she was out of the room, and I am sure I have as much right to call you so as she has.For if you were my own little kitty and looked just like me, I could not love you any more than I do. How many good naps I have had in your lap, and how many nice bits of meat you have saved for me out of your own dinner. Oh, I'll never let a rat or a mouse touch anything of yours so long as I live. I felt very unhappy after you drove off yesterday.And did not know what to do with myself. I went into the barn and thought I would take a nap on the hay, for I do think going to sleep is one of the very best things for people who are unhappy. But it seemed so lonely without old Charlie stamping in his stall that I could not bear it. So I went into the garden and lay down under the damask rose bush and caught flies.There is a kind of fly round that bush which I like better than any other I ever ate. You ought to see that there is a very great difference between my catching flies and your doing it. I have noticed that you never eat them, and I have wondered that when you were always so kind to me, you could be so cruel as to kill poor flies for nothing. I have often wished that I could speak to you about it. Now that your dear mother has taught me to print,I shall be able to say a great many things to you, which I have often been unhappy about, because I could not make you understand. I am entirely discouraged about learning to speak the English language, and I do not think anybody takes much trouble to learn ours. So we cats are confined entirely to the society of each other, which prevents our knowing so much as we might. And it is very lonely, too, in a place where there are so few cats kept as in Amherst. If it were not for Mrs. Hitchcock's cat and Judge Dinkinson's, I should really forget how to use my tongue. When you are at home, I do not mind it. For although I cannot talk to you, I understand every word that you say to me. And we have such a good place together with the red ball. That is put away now in the bottom drawer of the little workstand in the sitting room. When your mother put it in, she turned round to me and said, "Poor pussy, no more good place for you till Helen comes home." And I thought I should certainly cry. But I think it is very foolish to cry over what cannot be helped. So I pretended to have got something into my left eye and rubbed it with my paw. It is very seldom that I cry over anything, unless it is spilt milk. I must confess, I have often cried when that has happened, and it always is happening to cat's milk. They put it into old broken things that tip over at the least knock, and then they set them just where they are sure to be most in the way. Many's the time Josiah has knocked over that blue saucer of mine in the shed. And when you have thought that I had had a nice breakfast of milk, I had nothing in the world but flies, which are not good for much more than just a little sort of relish. I am so glad of a chance to tell you about this, because I know when you come home, you will get a better dish for me. I hope you found the horse chestnuts which I put in the bottom of the carriage for you. I could not think of anything else to put in, which would remind you of me. But I am afraid you will never think that it was I who put them there. And it will be too bad if you don't, for I had a dreadful time climbing up over the dasher with them, and both my jaws are quite lame from stretching them so, to carry the biggest ones I could find. There are three beautiful dandelions out on the terrace, but I don't suppose they will keep till you come home. A man has been doing something to your garden. But though I watched him very closely all the time, I could not make out what he was about. I am afraid it is something you will not like. But if I find out more about it, I will tell you in my next letter. Goodbye. Your affectionate Pussy.
您收听今天的美文阅读节目，您还可以通过云听和 CGTN 官方 APP 在线实时收听美文阅读以及轻松调频的其他节目。想要查看美文阅读节目文稿，欢迎您访问网站 radio.cgtn.com。 今天的节目就到这儿，我是沈听，我们明天见。